This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
They're playing basketball. 16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up, and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, no, no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewey bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewey, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Bodkins, the home of the Trojans. And we've got Shelby County Athletic League boys action for you tonight. It's the second weekend of boys play. We are here on ScoresBroadcast.com after bringing you Rushi at Jackson Center last Friday evening here on Scores Broadcast. Tonight, weekend number two. It's the opener for Fort Laramie, which played two weekends of postseason high school football after the 10-game regular campaign. Late start for Fort Laramie. Bodkins has two games under its belt. The Trojans played here last weekend, December 1st and 2nd, in the Myers Tavern tip-off tournament, defeating both Waynesfield, Goshen, and Riverside, the scores of 76-37 and 76-48. Phil Groves, head coach, Bodkins. He's been here 2 years now as the mentor of the program. Mitch Westerheide, initial season head coach of the Fort Laramie Redskins, several years as the young athletic director. played on the first ever varsity football team at Fort Loramie, played hoops too. He was a solid basketball player for Fort Loramie, and he is the head man coaching the Redskins boys this year. Chuck, it's a tall order. Very young Fort Loramie basketball team. Got a game under its belt. Opening game of the campaign for Fort Loramie. And Bodkins has two. And it's Mitch's first game as the mentor of a boys team at the high school level. Got to be some butterflies going on.
Well, I'm sure he's excited. I'm sure the kids are happy to quit seeing themselves, and they're going to go out here and actually play a game that matters. Bodkins with the two games on this floor with wins gives them certainly an advantage in starting the season. But, you know, everybody's written Loramie off, and they're putting them down just above Houston and Fairlawn. I think we might be surprised a little bit. I don't think they're going to go down easy if they lose games this year.
I said it's year number two for Phil Groves, head coach at Bodkins. It's actually year number three, and the Trojans return 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Letterman / starters from the club one season ago. Colton Plyman not available. Meniscus injury, out 2 to 3 weeks. He won't be on the floor for a while. By the way, Melanie Maurer, homecoming queen, darn it, she injured her knee, lost for the season for the Bodkins Girls Club.
Wow, she was necessary for that team.
Oh, yeah. She and Skylar Albers shot skyscrapers in the Shelby County Athletic League last year. They matched not only distance but heights on their jump shot.
Yep.
So J.J. Meyer was king in homecoming festivities held here about 90 minutes or so ago at the Bodkins Gym, and Melanie Maurer was the queen in the homecoming program at Bodkins.
Who I know both those young people, very good choices.
We're in the middle of the fourth quarter of our JV game. It is 42-25, Bodkins in the lead. We'll return with more from here at Bodkins High School. It's our pregame segment. Fort Loramie boys on the road to open the 2023-24 campaign against Bodkins, which plays game number three tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Slide into the holidays with Sliders from Frisch's. Get two classic sliders piled high with fresh, never-frozen beef patties, Frisch's famous tartar sauce, oh, the tartar sauce, grilled onions, American cheese, and pickles with fries and a drink for only $8.99. The perfect fuel to power you through your holiday shopping. Or feed your whole crew with the Sliders family pack. Get six sliders and your choice of four sides for only $19.99. Make it a happy holiday with Sliders from Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, once again here at Bodkins. Probable starters tonight for Coach Phil Groves, Bodkins Trojans. Colin Dosick, Rylan Paul, J.J. Meyer, Jordan Herzog, and Russell Lenhart, a 6'4 junior, in place of 6'4 junior Colton Plyman, who we have mentioned is out with a meniscus injury. It could be back within the next month or so. Mitch Westerheide, head man for the Fort Loramie Redskins, noted for me yesterday that Alex Berger, Max Maurer, Spencer Knopf, Carter Gasson, and Ty Kemper would more than likely be the opening five for Fort Loramie here tonight. Coach Westernite, he said, we're a young team, zero returning lettermen. He said, we're talented, long, athletic. Consistency will be the key. We're learning new schemes, new terminology on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. Very coachable group, hardworking players. Last year, these two clubs played twice. Botkins won each game 48-30 and 47-36. Or I should say that was 2 years ago. 3 years ago in Botkins State Championship season, the clubs played three times. And Fort Loramie won the game here by a score of 49-40. Botkins won the other two, 44-37 and 45-38. Last year, Fort Loramie clobbered Botkins at Fort Loramie, 56-21. Botkins turned the tables on Fort Loramie here in 1-7. As we've always said, Chuck, anything can happen in the Shelby County Athletic League, and it did one season ago.
Well, I mean, you got a home court advantage in most leagues. I'm not sure, except for possibly Rushi, anybody has a real advantage in this league. Everybody just comes in. They feel comfortable in this gym, and the home team has to play well because it's not just a given that they're going to win the home games.
Now, Fort Loramie won by 35 at home last year against Botkins, which turned right around and beat Fort Loramie by 7 here. 42-point reversal.
Yeah.
Kind of unbelievable. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll highlight our sponsors for you. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee here at Botkins. Botkins Trojans entertain the Fort Loramie Redskins in boys Shelby County Athletic League action tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, a few minutes ago here on scoresbroadcast.com, I noted that Fort Loramie is getting off to a late start in basketball because the football team went a couple weekends deep in the postseason. Head man Spencer Wells tuning in. Big shout out to him and his wife Amy. They are the proud parents of a recently born son, Kason, K-A-S-O-N, the third in the family, preceded by a daughter, Harper, and a son, Beckett Robert. Hello, Kason, and Beckett Robert, and Harper, and Spencer and Amy Wells.
And hey, Spencer, another great season.
And the Redskins return a lot of football players for the campaign next August, and we'll be following Fort Loramie here on scoresbroadcast.com.
In a new football league, by the way.
Yes, Northwest Conference, which showed itself very well in the postseason as Columbus Grove and Bluffton competed in a regional championship, a Northwest regional title game in D7, Columbus Grove and Bluffton. So Fort Loramie will have its work cut out for itself in football. Lima Central Catholic also a part right of that league. Like to note for you here on scoresbroadcast.com that our keys to the game are presented by Francis Schulze in Rushi. Fort Loramie here tonight must get off to a good start. Young team. I'm sure you would agree with that, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, they watching the JVs, and they've got the same amount of games in as the varsity. They really struggled with the press. They really struggled with their ball handling and running their offense in the first half. And that comes from just not – scrimmages are one thing. Practices are good. But there's no comparison to getting out there in a game situation. I think that the varsity will run into the same thing to start the game. And they're getting a little bit of a break with Plyman out, because Plyman, an experienced big man, that's going to give them a little bit of a break on the inside.
You mentioned scrimmages. Fort Loramie did scrimmage the likes of Newton, Brookville, Arcanum, Eaton, Wayne Trace, and Delta St. John's. I asked Coach Westerheide, how about DSJ? They should be pretty good. And he said, I think that club in Marion Local might be 2 of 4 regional semifinalists in D4 in the Northwest region come February and March.
Yep. Well, it's been a while since Delta St. John's has had a good football or basketball team, but you know, it would be nice to see them back in the mix.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, there are key building components. Botkins is averaging 76 in two games. Of course, the opponents so far, not the likes of Fort Loramie. Botkins would be happy to score 66, maybe even 56 tonight. Fort Loramie needs a good beginning, as we've noted. The Fort Loramie players have got to generate some confidence and have a real good first half against Botkins tonight. Key building components for these two clubs. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all of the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. Love that Botkin's Pet Band. I'd better dip into my little igloo, Chuck, and get a Tylenol or two.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. They're good, but they're loud.
Oh, Pep Bands around the Shelby County Athletic League, they're all dynamite.
Yep. Good crowd tonight, by the way.
Excellent crowd. Homecoming here at Botkins. It's home game number 3 for the Trojans, who opened up with a tip-off tourney last week, won each contest easily. 10 minutes before the tip-off, we're back in a few. I'm Jack with Chuck on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, during that break here on ScoresBroadcast.com, we heard from Local Equipment, a founding sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks to Local, we got off the ground back in 2006 and 7. Local has been our big anchor sponsor ever since. We would not be on the air on ScoresBroadcast.com today had it not been for Local Equipment. Thank you so much, all the staff and associates at Local, which moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California back in the early 1980s. L.A., California, the start for Local. That's the name, L-A-C-A-L. And during boys' basketball games, Local Equipment at Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each school for Botkins. It's Lauren Munger, a senior. That's spelled M-A-N-G-E-R. Lauren Munger, a senior Botkins cheerleader, daughter of Kellen and Stephanie, 4.0 GPA, active in FCA, National Honor Society, competitive dance, cheer dance. She has a freshman, Wesley, here at Botkins, and a sister 2 years ago was here at Botkins, Ainsley. She is now at Heidelberg. And Lauren Munger undecided about her college choice and her major. Cheerleader Audrey Rossman for Fort Loramie is a junior, 4.0 GPA, daughter of Kevin and Amy, active in NHS, Spanish Club, History Club. She is a track performer, Chuck. You'll get a kick out of this. 4x1 and hurdles for Avery Rossman. She is quite the track performer.
Hurdles, never my strength.
No, they hung me up. Takes part in Mathletes and is a percussionist for the band. Her dream school of choice, Notre Dame. She'll probably go fairly close somewhere, study pre-med. Two sisters to Audrey Rossman. Alyssa and Abby have already graduated from Fort Loramie. Thanks to LaCal Equipment, those are our student athlete spotlight performers here tonight. Basketball, Botkins against Fort Loramie, just around the corner. Opening tip in 5 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perry's. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, last year in the Shelby County Athletic League, these two clubs, Botkins and Fort Loramie, finished the season tied in league play, 7-5, 7-5, by way of record for both teams. Fort Loramie, under head coach Corey Britton, 18-7 overall. Botkins was 15-10. Trojans, clearly the more experienced club. Jordan Herzog, two-year starter, averaged nearly 8 points a game, 6 rebounds last year. He had 11-7, 11.7 rebounds on Friday versus Waynesfield Goshen. Ryland Paul, one-year starter, 5.5 points a game, 3.5 rebounds a year ago. 14.5 points per game this past weekend in the two outings against Waynesfield Goshen and Riverside. He shot 56% from three-point land, did Ryland Paul this past weekend.
Wow.
J.J. Meyer averaged 4 points a game a year ago, and he was a 48% shooter from behind the arc in 22-23. I wonder where J.J. gets it from, Chuck.
I don't know. I think his mom must have been a heck of a good shooter.
Colin Dosick, junior, one-year starter, 6.7 points a year ago. He averaged 21 points, 6.5 rebounds, 6 assists for Botkins last weekend. He had 10 points in the first quarter of both games.
Wow.
Last Friday and Saturday for Bodkins. Colton Plyman out with a torn meniscus. He'll be missed for a few more weeks for Bodkins. He's a junior. Started 7 games last year for the Trojans and averaged 3 rebounds per outing in 22-23. As we noted, Russell Lenhart, a 6'4 junior, will round out the starting lineup for Bodkins here tonight. Jordan Herzog, Ryland Paul, J.J. Meyer, Colin Dosick, and the fifth starter will be Russell Lenhart. For the Fort Loramie boys, starting 5, Alex Berger, 6'2 senior wing player, Max Maurer, highly athletic, 6'2" junior on the wing, Spencer Knopf, 6'3 junior to forward, Carter Gasson, 6'1 junior to guard, Ty Kemper in the post, a 6'3" junior. We saw quite a bit of Maurer, some of Knopf, some of Gasson. Gasson played very well defensively as the season wound down to a close last year for Fort Loramie. He was a spark, came off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, Gasson's going to have to give him time. And Berger played a little bit. He's a 6'2 junior, plays some JV, shoots the ball really well. May get a point where he moves up to the varsity only. But Max Maurer, I think he's going to be a kind of a key for him. His brother, incredibly athletic. Max is very athletic also. And they're going to need him to get to the rim and try to pick up some fouls early on the big size that Bodkins has.
These two clubs split a pair last year. Bodkins won here. Fort Loramie won at the Redskins gym, as we noted several minutes ago. We're a few minutes away from the start of this game. Homecoming here at Bodkins. The Trojans host the Fort Loramie Redskins. Shelby County Athletic League boys action coming up on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing in Rushi on East Main, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis, extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, one of our new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Lights have been dimmed here at the Botkins Gym. Here come the Trojans starting five. We'll return with the tip-off in just seconds. Botkins home to Fort Loramie on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Oh, it's gotten noisy here at the Botkins Gym. The lights will be raised momentarily. Botkins Trojan starting five has been introduced. Once again, thanks so much to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We would not be on the air today without the benefit of LaCal Equipment. As we noted a few minutes ago, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, a new underwriting sponsor established in 1946. Francis has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. Opening tip to start the game, won by the Fort Loramie Redskins. Attired in black, red numbers trimmed in white. Botkins the home white, black numbers outlined in gold. Fort Loramie moving from right to left on your phone or your computer as you use your imagination. Botkins left to right.
J.J. Meyer stuck a hand in that time, got a ticky-tack foul with only 10 seconds gone in the game.
Alex Berger throwing the ball in, down to our left in the Fort Loramie half court, right in front of the Botkins bench. He delivers into backcourt to Max Maurer. Maurer being picked up on the play by Colin Dosick. Now it's Ryland Paul following Maurer through the lane. Gasson controls top of the circle. Now deals the ball on the play to Carter Gaston, 35 feet out, now to Maurer, to Kemper. Kemper tries to find Berger in the post. He's not available. Ball thrown back out to Kemper, 25 feet from the rim. He dropped it. Picked up by Botkins. There's a run out the other way. Good! Russell Lenhart got the snowbird.
Yeah, just a bobble pass, and Lenhart was there, grabbed it, late, got the easy lay-in.
2-0, Botkins on top. Here's Maurer at midcourt, being dogged by J.J. Meyer of Botkins. Here's Fort Loramie handling right corner of the floor, and it's lost out of bounds into the first row of the Botkins crowd. And the student hands the ball to the official. It's Botkins' possession. A couple of early turnovers for the visiting team. Here is Herzog outside the arc. Skips a pass, left corner of the floor. Handled there by J.J. Meyer. Down high to Dosik, into the paint. Throws to a teammate, deep left corner. Long three, yes, Ryland Paul. Beautiful shot. High arch floater. He was about a step inbounds, deep corner of the floor. Botkins has the lead by a count of 5-0. And quickly for Fort Loramie, it is Max Maurer scooting into the lane. He leaped up to shoot the ball. It flew out of his hands. That's because he was slapped on the arm. Ryland Paul picked up the foul at the line for Fort Loramie. Max Maurer, 6'2 junior, has the bucket and nails it. The lead for Botkins is 5-1 as the Redskins dent the scoring column. Maurer again. Yep, got them both. 5-2 Botkins. We played 95 seconds opening quarter. Trojans bring it down. It's Dosik top of the circle. Now to Paul, who dribbles between his legs, slips to the floor. Ball thrown cross court, handled there by Herzog. Out on top to Meyer, deflected on the play by Maurer of Fort Loramie. He goes barreling down the floor, wild shot in the lane, no good. He got the rebound back, though. Tipped it to Carter Gaston on the arc. Gaston twisting into the paint. He's cut off. Good defense by Botkins. Gaston gave it up, got it back. Gaston peers inside for Spetchernoff. Can't find him. Here's Max Maurer, left wing Gaston. Gaston against J.J. Meyer, who is moving as he tries to defend. He picks up foul number 2.
Yeah, you got to keep your hands out. You got to move your feet on defense. But when you stick a hand in like that, it's going to get called.
Inbounding down below us to the left is Alex Berger for Fort Loramie. Fires it into Gaston. Gaston picked up straight away by Lenhart. Gaston, foul line, doesn't shoot. Elbow on the left to Max Maurer of Fort Loramie. Maurer 30 feet away, retreats. Gives to Kemper. Popping out to catch on the play is Gaston, deflected and stolen by Herzog and Botkins. Down the floor against Kemper in the left corner. On the arc to the three-point shooter, Dosik. Near side pass to Paul. Paul rimmed it. It spun off the iron. It would have been a trifecta had it gone. Fort Loramie got the board. Quick pass down the floor to Gaston in the lane. Nearly walked. On the arc to Max Maurer. Jumper, 22-footer, hard. Down to Botkins. 4:58 to go. First quarter, 5-2 Trojans. Quick pass to Herzog. Twisting, turning into the lane. A reach by Fort Loramie and a foul call. Chuck, let's explain the new foul rule once again for our listeners.
On the fifth foul of a quarter, you shoot 2 shots. There's no more 1-1. At the end of the quarter, the fouls reset, and then you go to the second quarter. Same thing. When you get to 5 fouls, you shoot 2 shots.
And I think the team with the lead early midway fourth quarters got an advantage.
I think it's a little bigger than it was when you shot the 1-1. Not quite as much pressure when you're shooting 2.
Exactly. You nailed it. Top of the circle, Botkins, Ryland Paul. And he barrels down the lane area, coughed up the ball off his knee, out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Pressure backcourt, 6 players as we look out to the right of the timeline. Ball lobbed into Maurer in backcourt, leaped to Sterrett, gave it to Gaston, back to Maurer. Head coach Mitch Westerheide barks out of play. Fort Loramie trails 5-2. Deep left corner, Gaston, open, three ball, good ball, reversal by Fort Loramie. He missed it. Here comes Botkins down the floor in a hurry. Here is Ryland Paul entering the lane. Late dish to Lenhart. He's chopped up from behind. He'll get two. Nice penetration by Botkins, which made that play develop.
You don't like injuries, but if you're going to have one, first few games of the season, you got Plyman out. That means that Lenhart's getting more and more time. That's just going to make them a better, deeper team in the second half of the season.
Here is Russell Lenhart, 6'4 junior at the stripe. Took the first shot, missed it. 5-2 Botkins, 4:16 to go opening quarter.
Missed the first one bad.
Second shot, swish, comes right back with all net. Botkins up 4-6-2. Fort Loramie in backcourt, sped up the near side to Gaston. Gaston picked up by Paul. On a weave, it goes to Berger 30 feet away. And Berger was harnessed by two defensive players, barricaded side floor, tried to get out of there, wedged himself free, but took a step, dragged the pivot foot. Good call by the referee. Botkins attacks. Here's a dive into the lane. A looping floater. Good by Ryland Paul. He's off to a good beginning. 8-2 Botkins. Timeout. 3:56 left opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Early on, it's Botkins on top of Fort Loramie, 8-2. Young Redskins team yet to get a field goal. 3:53 to go opening quarter. Max Maurer at midcourt. Running him down is Ryland Paul at Botkins. Ball thrown into the top of the circle to Berger. Left corner, Gaston. Gaston wants to drive. Cut off by two players. Nearly fouled. Pitch it out of the arc to Berger. Deflected. Picked off. Here's Ryland Paul scooting down the lane. Powers to the rim. Shot no good. Rebound Lenhart no good. Ball on the baseline. Out of bounds off Fort Loramie.
Five turnovers already in the first half of the first quarter for the Redskins.
Gaston is out. Eli Heitkamp, 5'10", Frosch, just a freshman. Heitkamp on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Paul for Botkins, which leads 8-2, 3:20 left first quarter. On a weave, it goes to a teammate right down the lane. Lenhart reversed it with the left hand and got it to go. Woo, good play, Lenhart, 10-2, Botkins. 3 minutes left, opening quarter. Maurer at midcourt, dribbling, and he's being pressured by Paul. The ball was bounced on the timeline, and it is clearly over and back against Fort Loramie. Turnover 6.
Yeah, too many.
Here is Botkins inbounding. It's Herzog. Feeds it to Dosik, top of the circle, back to Herzog. Almost walked, stepping into a three, which he did not take. Botkins works it around. Top of the circle, Dosik. Deep right side of the floor, Herzog. Goes airborne, three ball. In, out, no. Over the back, Botkins on the rebound. Foul, Trojans. 2:44 to go, first period. 10-2 in favor of Botkins. Here is Fort Loramie's Maurer. Took the inbounds pass from Berger. Dosik checks him at the timeline. Maurer fakes left, goes right. Down the right side to Berger. 25 feet away. He picks up his dribble. Straightaway Heitkamp. Near side Maurer. On him is Dosik now. Ball revolved around the top of the circle to Heitkamp in the right corner. Coming out to catch for Fort Loramie is Spencer Knopf. Gives it right back to Heitkamp. Heitkamp being dogged by Ryland Paul. Ball loose at midcourt. Picked up on the play by Botkins. Dashing the other way and laying in is Lenhart. I gave a Lenhart basket a moment ago to Herzog.
Yep.
I should say I gave a Herzog basket to Lenhart a moment ago.
Lenhart has five, Herzog has two.
Herzog scored the goal two baskets ago for Botkins. That was laid in by Lenhart after a loose ball at midcourt. And the Botkins field goal gives the Trojans a 10-point cushion, 12-2, late in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Returning player Jordan Herzog for Botkins, quite athletic, 6'4" senior. He's had a real good start for the Trojans, as has Paul. And Botkins is on top of double digits, 10. Fort Loramie with 1:42 left to go first quarter. Doesn't have a field goal yet. Here's an outside jumper, a long one by Carter Eilerman. In off the bench, a 6'3 junior. Hit the rim, and it deflected to Botkins. Quickly down the floor comes Paul into the lane. Leaves it out back for Noah Topp, who's in now, a 6'1 junior. Herzog on the bench for a respite. Good penetration. Botkins late dish down inside. Shot laid in by 6'3 senior Grant Flora, who's checked in. Botkins penetrating and passing well.
They've played a lot of kids here in the first quarter, and they got a 12-point lead.
14-2, Botkins, a minute left, opening stanza. Oh, look at that move by Maxwell Maurer into the lane for Fort Loramie. Got to the rim, and Botkins blocked it from behind. Loose ball, Trojans down the floor. Deep left corner, three. Overshot on the play. Good offensive rebound. It's good by Botkins. Going to the rack again was Flora. Good height off the bench for Botkins, which is up 14, 16-2. 37 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here is a steal in the right corner by Botkins. One-on-one run out. Shot fake in the lane. And a layup eventually by Dosik, crammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Good defensive play by, I think, Maxwell Maurer, who got the block. 27 ticks on the clock late in the first. Botkins up 16-2. Inbounding far side of the floor is Tucker Hulskamp, who's in. New player, 6'1 soft for Botkins. Trojans will play for one. 19 seconds to go, first period. Here's Paul on the arc. On a weave, it goes to Noah Top. Back to Paul, 30 feet away. 10 to go, opening quarter. Paul dribbles between the legs. Still bounces. Goes into the paint area. Here's a late pass to a cutter who, falling down, missed it, hit the rim. Rebound, no. Bodies fly. Players hit the deck. Buzzer sounds. Opening quarter is finished. Botkins 16, Fort Loramie 2 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one. He earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he died actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect our clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Oh, what a first quarter by Herzog of Botkins. He generated, what, 2 baskets, 5 points, Chuck?
No, he had two. Lenhart had five.
Lenhart had the five.
Yep, he and Paul both had five.
Yeah, Ryland Paul drilled a big three-pointer early on to get to Botkins scoring going. Here's a quick three by Botkins to start the second period. It is no good. Fine rebound on the inside is good. There's Russell Lenhart. Man, what a start for him. Great offensive rebound by Lenhart. Used his body, gained position, timed the jump, and at the apex, snared it, flicked it back in. That'll be our Wisebridge Wealth Management play of this quarter in just a matter of seconds. It is 18-2, Botkins. A minute gone here in the second quarter. Kemper out of the arc for Fort Loramie. One dribble. Gives it to Maurer. Redskins yet to produce a field goal in this game. Just 2 one-pointers. A couple free throws at the line. That's it. Push off below the basket against Botkins. Push off below the goal against the Trojans. Fort Loramie will inbounds. Right of the rim, it's Maurer. Maurer throws on the arc to Knopf. Knopf sets a screen. Maurer can't use it. He's being guarded tightly by Ryland Paul, 35 feet away. Outside the arc in the right to Carter Gasson. Now Kemper catches. They try to post up a player down on the inside. It's Knopf. Pass is busted up on the play by Botkins. Here come the Trojans. Shot fake behind the arc. Late delivery into the post to Lenhart. Fakes once, twice, goes up, missed it off the flange. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Foul on Botkins. Fine beginning to this game for Lenhart of the Botkins Trojans a moment ago. An outstanding rebound. That was our Wisebridge play of the first half of this game so far. So many thanks to Wisebridge. The Wisebridge play of the quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Fort Loramie without a field goal here in the first half. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Here's a fallaway shot. Foul line by Gasson. Stumbled. Missed it off to the left. Rebound tipped up there by Heitkamp. As he got in among the trees, missed it. Here comes Botkins quickly down the floor. Offensive foul. Redskins took a charge.
That's the second foul on Paul.
Well done by Carter Gasson of Fort Loramie. So Paul's got two fouls. Who else has got a pair? Meyer?
Meyer has two.
A couple starting guards for the Trojans. Two personal fouls apiece. 6:03 to go here in the first half. It's 18-2 Botkins. Here's a long home run ball by Fort Loramie, thrown all the way down the floor. Berger racing after it, can't catch up to it. It's out of bounds at the other end. Redskins have turned it over too much. Give Botkins a whole bunch of credit. Trojans' defense has been great.
Yeah, they're just not giving Loramie a chance to even set up their offense.
Here is Colin Dosick, throws into the paint to Herzog. Oh, a twisting maneuver. He banked it in. What a play by the senior. Quickly down the floor. Here comes Fort Loramie to the rack. And it is missed at the iron. Fort Loramie couldn't get the layup to go down. Redskins got too far under. at the other end. Botkins tips it. Fort Loramie stabs it, and it goes out of bounds to the Trojans.
They're letting them bang around a little bit out there.
5:33 to go, second quarter, 20-2. Botkins in the lead. Trojans won their first two games last weekend here in the Myers Tavern tip-off tourney. Scored 76 in both games, did Botkins. Holding foul out on the arc against Fort Loramie.
Well, they've got Tucker Huelskamp, a 6'1 sophomore, and Eli Pitts, a 5'11 freshman. Both had really good JV games, and they're in the varsity game now.
Herzog, top of the circle, splits a couple defenders, angles down the lane, probes the middle of the floor, hacked at the rim, and he's awarded two. Good drive by Herzog, senior for Botkins. 20-2, our score. We knew Fort Loramie would be hard-pressed to get its offense going, and that is the case very clearly. Redskins without a field goal so far in this game, and we have played nearly 11 minutes. Anna in the SCAL doesn't play tonight, no game. Jackson Center is also idle. We've got the Tigers tomorrow night on the road at Coldwater. Houston is out of the SCAL at Minster tonight. Fair Lawns and Rushi. One of two free throws by Herzog. Good. 21-2. Botkins. Here is Maxwell Maurer. And he goes striding down the right side of the floor. Takes a long step into the paint area. Couldn't hold up in time. Guilty of a charge.
He dropped his shoulder. They're going to call that every time.
And he picks up number two. Does Max Maurer of Fort Loramie. 21-2, Botkins. Nearly 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter of play. Trojans with the ball. Herzog gives it up deep left corner to a teammate who drives. Pulls up on the arc for Dosik. Here's a triple. It hit the flange. Ball saved inbounds by Botkins. Deep left corner handled on the play by Dosik to Herzog. Herzog meets resistance in the paint, and he is bumped. Once, twice, fouled. Team foul situation. Three on Botkins, four on Fort Loramie. Ball will be inbounded left of the rim by the Trojans. On the arc, it goes to Herzog. I tell you what, he has beefed up a little bit. He is stronger than ever for his senior year here at Botkins. Steal by Fort Loramie. And a run out the other way for the Redskins. Driving layup is good. That's A.J. Siegel, I believe, 32 off the bench. Yep. Siegel, a 6-foot junior, made the interception, took it 70 feet to the goal, and then Botkins pitches it out of bounds. 21-4, Botkins, 4:28 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie inbounding backcourt to Siegel. Siegel, handoff to Guess, and he's hemmed in, fouled. On the play by Botkins, personal picked up by Tucker Huelskamp, 6'1 sophomore. Back on the floor, J.J. Meyer for Botkins, who's got a couple fouls. He is in for Eli Pitts, who wears a zero on his back. Timeout called, 21-4 Botkins midway through the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2222.
2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
The Fort Laramie Redskins inbound the basketball at midcourt, trailing by 17 to Botkins as we approach the four-minute mark, second period. 30 feet out, high left with the ball, Carter Gasson for Fort Laramie. Gives it up to Max Maurer, to Kemper, to Maurer, guarded by J.J. Meyer. J.J. Meyer, by the way, homecoming queen tonight during festivities before the JV game at 5:30. And Melanie Maurer of Botkins, homecoming queen. Here's a pass thrown into the paint area, swiped by Herzog of Botkins. Gives it to a trailer, then Herzog gets it back. Goes opposite side of the floor to J.J. Meyer, who chucks up a three off the back brace. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. Behind the back at midcourt, it's Maurer for the Redskins. Twisting, turning, might have gotten away with a walk. Fadeaway 15-footer. Hit the ring, kicked away, out of bounds to Botkins. 3:26 left in the second, 21-4 in favor of Botkins. Only Fort Laramie field goal by A.J. Siegel off the bench. Top of the circle, ball handled by Lenhart. Now to J.J. Meyer, near side Herzog for Botkins. Straight away to Dosik. Dosik on the bounce, wants to penetrate, steps back, doesn't shoot the three. Now J.J. Meyer, he knifes down the lane, hooks the pass, near side of the floor, it goes out of bounds. He couldn't shoot it, tried to deliver it to a man on the arc. Pass was wild, and Fort Laramie will bring it down. 3:02 left in the second. 21-4, Botkins. Gaston, backcourt for Fort Laramie. To Maurer. Maurer midcourt. It's a high screen on the play from teammate Kemper. Here's a jump shot by Fort Laramie outside the arc, high left. It's Carter Eilerman. It hit the rim, backboard, caromed away. Fort Laramie guilty of a shove on the rebound. It's the Redskins' fifth foul. We'll shoot down here to our right. Botkins at the line, 4-2. Say, we've been doing business now for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie, right across from Brookins. Cutaway Styling Salon, your family stylist for everyone. We'll style your hair, make it shine right here at Cutaway Styling Salon. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday is Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. 22-4 Botkins after one of two makes at the strike. Inside pass by Fort Laramie, dealt to the post area to Spencer Knopf, and he was run into by a Botkins defender. Five fouls on the Trojans. So for the final, 2:24 the first half, both teams over the limit. Every foul the rest of the second quarter of this game, two-shot situation.
Here we go.
Free throw short by Fort Laramie, missed by Knopf. Second one hits the front rim, crawls over, it's good. Botkins in the lead, 22-5, 2:21 left to go, first half of play. On the bounce at midcourt, it is Dosik coming out to catch, high right Herzog. Skips it cross court for Dosik, and I think J.J. Meyer was caught in a pickle. Moving screen, he was not stationary. That was a good decision by the referee.
Yep, and they ended up calling it on four, which is a break for Botkins. They were both right there. It could have gone to either one of them.
Uh-huh. Flora picks it up, 2:11 to go, second quarter, 22-5. In favor of Botkins, here is Fort Laramie in backcourt. It is Siegel dribbling, goes to Maurer. Maurer against J.J. Meyer over the timeline. Top of the circle, fakes left, goes right, pulls up, elbow jumper, swish. Good looking jump shot by Max Maurer of Fort Laramie. 22-7, Botkins. 1:47 to go here in the second quarter. It took Fort Loramie 15 minutes to get a field goal here in this game. And now in fairly quick fashion, the Redskins have notched a couple buckets from the floor. Long jump shot by Botkins, too hard. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 85 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Max Maurer dribbling, picks up his dribble. Goes baseline to Gasson, might have been fouled. He navigated the lane, a lot of contact, no good. Rebound Botkins down the floor, out of control. Trojans, Dostek walks.
Yeah, probably the same call on each end. There might have been a foul on Botkins on that drive.
1:11 to go in the second. Tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie with a couple more fielders here in the second period could put a little pressure on Botkins going into the locker room at halftime.
Well, Botkins has started settling for shooting threes. Their last four shots have been threes. They've made them.
It was 21-2 at one point, as I recall. Here's Fort Loramie, high right with the ball. Back to the basket, Carter Adelman goes baseline. Hook shot short, no good. Rebound, Botkins, bad pass, picked up by Heitkamp. Heitkamp enters the lane, and a defensive player for Botkins is sliding over late. Heitkamp's got two free throws. Chance here to cut it to 22-9. Six of the last seven have been scored by Fort Loramie. Eli Heitkamp eyes the bucket, connects, 22-8. Substitution for Botkins, Lenhart back in, stepping out Tucker Hilskamp for the Trojans. Second shot, Eli Heitkamp for Loramie. Bouncing, it's good. 22-9, Botkins. Again, 49.8 to go here in the first half. Both teams have played a lot of players. Botkins has gone one about 10 deep.
Yep, easy.
Trojans midcourt. It is Dosik on the bounce. Ball whipped into the left corner to Herzog. Out high. It is fed to Pitts, Eli Pitts, and off to Herzog, foul stripe. He has his back to the basket, maneuvers, foul, Fort Loramie. Blocking foul, Botkins player hit the hardwood. Two free throws, Trojans, who are up 22-9 with 29.8 to go in the first half.
Yeah, that was just a shove that time by Knopf.
Free throw is good by Colin Dosik of Botkins. Two shots. Both teams over the limit, have been for nearly 3 minutes here in the second quarter. Second foul shot upcoming. Ty Kemper back on the floor for Carter Adelman for Fort Loramie. Both free throws in for the Trojans, who lead it 24-9. 25 seconds to go here in the first half. Maxwell Maurer, 25 feet away. Skips it cross court, left corner, Gasson. Herzog on him. Down to 12, 11. Gasson pulls up, stops his dribble, and swish to bomb. A three-pointer by Gasson. 24-12. Botkins attacks with 8 seconds to go. Foul line fadeaway by Botkins is short. Missed on the play by Lenhart. Reverse layup with the rebound, no good. And Fort Loramie is within 12, 24-12. After being down 21-2, Fort Loramie scores 10 of the last 11 to close out the first half. 24-12, Botkins over Fort Loramie after two quarters of play on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Rotterman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Rotterman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Rotterman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Rotterman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
We welcome you back to Botkins. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Botkins Trojans in the lead over Fort Loramie, 24-12 at halftime. Our report here at the break with Chuck, being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building hotels for the hospitality industry, and also by J&J Brodigan, your most popular underground plumbing specialist, J&J Brodigan in Sydney. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers.
Botkins has a 14-7 rebounding advantage, probably one of the biggest stats. The Redskins turned it 12 times in the first quarter. Botkins turned it 6. Now, they had 9 turnovers in the first quarter, so they did cut that back to 3 in the second. They did look a little better in the second quarter than they did in the first. 5 of 8 shooting free throws for the Trojans, 5 of 6 for Fort Loramie. Loramie led in scoring by Max Maurer with 4, 3 from Carter Gasson, and they got 2 each from Heitkamp and Siegel. A free throw from Knopf. They scored 2 and 10, 12 for the first half. Botkins a little more balanced. They had 5 from Herzog. They had 7 from Lenhart, then 5 from Paul, 5 from Herzog, 4 from Flora off the bench, 2 from Dosik, and a free throw from Noah Topp. They scored 16 and 8, and they lead it 24-12 at the half.
I tell you what, Russell Lenhart, good sixth man, tonight for Colton Kleiman, out for another and a few to several games with a meniscus injury. But this young man, Lenhart, has acquitted himself very well in the starting lineup tonight. A fine performance by him. Botkins outplayed Fort Loramie big time the first 12 minutes, led 21-2. And Fort Loramie outscored Botkins the last 4 minutes of that first half, Chuck. outpointing Bodkins 10-1.
Yep. And they actually won the quarter 10-8.
Yep, there you go. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins and J&J Brottingham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brottingham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brottingham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brottingham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brottingham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brottingham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brottingham. Yes, Brottingham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brottingham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brottingham.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a 4-decade, 2-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
And we welcome you back here to Bodkins High School, homecoming at Bodkins. And before the game, crowned queen was Melanie Maurer. Crowned King, J.J. Meyer. And I got it straight. I didn't say J.J. Maurer and Melanie Meyer. Almost talked myself into that one. Know them both. Got it straight. fine program before the game between 5:30 and 6 o'clock, before the JV game, I should say. JV contest won by Botkins. Trojans lead the varsity tilt 24-12, but led 21-2 midway through the second quarter before Fort Loramie started to warm up a little bit and sliced a 19-point lead down to a dozen. Fort Loramie possession as we start play here in the third quarter. Here's a long rainbow from the left side by Berger. Wow, he buried it. Long shot by Berger. His toe was behind the line. Give him a triple.
And that's a play they came out at halftime and wanted to run, so they were looking for Berger to shoot it.
Here is Herzog out of control. Baseline right. Fires a pass. Deep left corner. Line drive jumper. Bingo! Colin Dosick hits a three to match the one by Berger of Fort Loramie. And it's 27-15 in favor of Botkins, which was up 24-12 at the break. Fort Loramie briefly there, cut it to 24-15-9. It had been as much as 19 at 21-2. Fort Loramie in the half court pounds the ball down inside, low on the left. And Botkins is guilty of a two-shot foul. Fort Loramie toes the stripe. Carter Gaston slapped on the arm in the act of shooting. Two free ones here. He dips the knees and drills it to make it 27-16. I like Phil Grove's scouting report before the game, Chuck. He said, we've got to make threes, and we've got to make the freeze, meaning the three balls and the free throws.
There you go. Threes and freeze.
Speaking of free throws, Gasson nets two here for Fort Loramie. 27-17, Botkins. Long triple, left flank, open player. Ryland Paul, way short. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Redskins starting to get their legs under them now. Look at Gasson go to work. He's spinning and churning into the lane. Powers to the basket. Draws a lot of contact. He's awarded two more. That's the M.O. here for Fort Loramie. Try to get that clock stopped every now and then. Make points when it's not moving.
And that's the third foul on Herzog to top it off the play.
Ooh. That hurts. Three for Herzog. Foul shot by Gasson is too long. 27-17. Botkins in front but 10. Herzog checks out after getting his third foul. Lenhart and Flora now man the inside spots for Botkins. Second free throw by Gasson.
Oh.
Hit the front rim to the back rim. Fell off. Missed it. Hung on the iron. Came down into the lap of Ryland Paul. Paul into the lane. Outside the arc to J.J. Meyer. J.J. jettisons a long three. Wide left. Rebound Fort Loramie, which is down 10. 27-17. We played 90 seconds. Second half. Gasson on the arc. Into the post. Back to the basket. Now straight away to Maxwell Maurer. Might have gotten away with a walk to Berger. Berger sets up, shoots the three, rimming. It's in! Two triples by Berger in the third. Don't look now. That 19-point lead, Botkins' advantage, has shriveled away. It's down to 7. Long three ball, make it 10. As Botkins answers, Colin Dosick pops one in from 23 feet. 30-20.
They're consistent. They've shot threes all night, and that's what they're continuing to put up there.
Here at midcourt for Fort Loramie is Max Maurer being dogged by J.J. Meyer, who's got three personals. Coming out to catch straight away, Kemper. Kemper fires left side to Berger again. Another triple, clanged off the rim. Over the top foul against Maurer from behind for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, you're not able to go directly behind somebody. Even if he reached over to swack at the ball, they're going to make that call.
They jot it down. Fort Loramie had trimmed a 19-point deficit to 7. Here is Botkins. Quick work on the inside. Outstanding feed. Good entry to Flora. Little bank shot is in.
Fort Loramie just lost track of Flora.
32-20 in favor of Botkins. Fort Loramie hounded double team at midcourt. Botkins stole it, threw it away. Fort Loramie got it back. Here's a drive to the rim. Left-hand layup is good. Nicely done on the play by the Redskins.
I think that was Kemper. Yeah.
Here's a long three outside the arc on the left by Ryland Paul of Botkins. It is no good. Rebound right back to Paul. Now to J.J. Meyer. I think it might have been Spencer Knopf who got the drive, Chuck.
I'll take a look at my scoring.
33, I believe. Here's a line drive three by the Trojans. Dosik way short. Long rebound. Kicks out to Meyer. Botkin still controls. Up 10, 32-22. Straight away with the ball. Dosik. Dosik right smack dab between the top of the circle and midcourt. Right side to Meyer. Ball handed off on the play to Lenhart, who angles through the lane. Oh, ball dealt to a cutter. Shot good by Paul. Nice dish. Field goal by Paul. Lead for Botkins is 12, 34-22. And Fort Loramie is held up in backcourt. Can't get it across. Redskins take a timeout. Fort Loramie cut it briefly to 7. It's now 12. Midway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
4:03 to go here in the third quarter. 34-22, Botkins by 12 over Fort Loramie. Don't forget Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none for many years. Barker, one of the most valued agencies in the whole area. Customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Barker Insurance on 25A, a mile north of I-75. Call or stop by. See how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Here's a long three jacked up by Maxwell Maurer of Fort Loramie. No good. Oh, strong inside rebound. Knopf got it. 2 points. Well done.
Nice quarter by Knopf.
34-24. Botkins by 10. 3:20 left in the third. Here's Paul. Here's Dosik. Got away with a walk outside the arc to J.J. Meyer. Left side pass to Flora. He weaves through the lane. Body contact. Defensive foul on Fort Loramie.
The reason I thought that might be offensive is because the arm extended. So, but the referee was right on it.
And it is ruled a shooting foul. That's in Botkin's favor. Flora toes the strike. Barker Insurance on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857 for Barker Insurance. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress, West Michigan and Sydney. A big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic at Goffney Furniture and Mattress. One bargain after another. Goffney's family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffney's for over 80 years. We have you covered at GoffneyFurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan and Sydney, Goffney Furniture and Mattress. One free throw missed, one made by Flora. 11-point bulge for Botkins. 35-24 with three to play here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie brings it down. It's Berger. Cross court on the play to Heitkamp, and he's clobbered. Trying to make the steal was Flora, and he knocked down the freshman of Fort Loramie.
He was about a half a step short that time. If he would have been there just a little bit quicker, you'd have been dunking at the other end.
Three team fouls on Botkins, two on Fort Loramie, three to go here in the third period. Botkins ahead by 11. Ball inbounded between the rings to Carter Gasson. Dijkamp to Gasson, penetrates baseline, 12 feet away, doesn't shoot. Into the post, on the arc, Dijkamp. Long jumper, hit the back iron. Oh, good offensive glass work by Berger. Up and in, off the window. Berger hits. Good game for Berger. Dynamite offensive rebound. We'll highlight that momentarily.
He's got an eight-point quarter going.
Yep, with a Wisebridge plug. Oh, coming right back, post up, moving the lane. Fine penetration on the play by Russell Lenhart. Stop fake, six-footer, made it. 37-26, Botkins, Fort Loramie guilty of an offensive foul. Down to our right. 2:19 to play here in the third.
As you say, toughest call to make.
Yeah.
So that could, if he would have called that either way, I wouldn't have had an argument.
Exactly. 50-50 call. The main thing is referee's got to be right on it.
Yep.
Call it in time and sell it. And he did. Here is Flora with the ball outside the arc on the left. Throws it to the post. Catching on the play, Lenhart holding against Fort Loramie. Three team fouls each way. 37-26 Botkins. 2:08 to go in the third quarter. With about four to play in the second, Botkins led by 19. Fort Loramie got it all the way down to seven, 27-20, 4 minutes ago. It's now 11. Shot fake on the arc, Podosik probes the middle, baseline left to Lenhart. Wraparound pass for Flora. Goes off a Redskin player. No, Botkins gets a piece of it finally.
Oh, no, I think they just missed that. You're right, it hit a foot, but they didn't see it.
Right. I had an angle up above here, and I've often said, Chuck, 15 feet off the floor at the top of a ladder at midcourt. In basketball, you get a lot called.
Well, I tell you.
Steal, backcourt. Fort Loramie threw it in. Botkins swiped it, went to the rim. And a lot of contact. Trojans draw a two-shot foul after Fort Loramie committed yet another turnover. Heitkamp may have stoved a foot. Five team fouls on Fort Loramie. It was going to be two shots either way for Paul. He's at the stripe for Botkins, trying to push the lead to 12, and he does. 38-26. What a quarter for Fort Loramie's Alex Berger, 6'2 senior. As Chuck noted, he's had eight in the period to spark the Redskins' attempt at a comeback. Both foul shots are good by the Trojans. Each one pumped home by Paul. The lead is swollen back to 13 with a minute 38 to go. Third quarter, Botkins in front. Dribbling down the right side is Gasson. Flips it behind into Berger. It's loose on the deck. Stolen by Dosek. A run out the other way. He's got it. Hooking foul in backcourt. Committed by Dosek of Botkins, which has pushed the lead back out to 15 at 41-26.
Well, Dosek has matched Berger. He's got an eight-point quarter going also.
1:24 to go in the third. Loramie inbounds in backcourt. Gaston will bring it down against Paul. Left-hand dribble. At the elbow on the left, he stops. Foul line. Shot fake Fort Loramie. Gaston baseline left. Off-balance 12-footer. It kissed off the side of the board. Loose ball rebound. Botkins. Oh, look at that speed.
Wow.
Breakaway. Ryland Paul, the last 50 feet, all the way to the rack for two. Botkins running and scoring now, feeling confident. 43-26 Trojans. Dribble drive, Fort Loramie into the lane area, and the ball is coughed up on the play. Lost by A.J. Siegel. Botkins gets it back again. Another miscue, Redskins. Here's a long three by Dosek, falling backwards, short. Rebound Flora, though, of Botkins. Hands to a teammate who tries a line drive three. It's no atop. It clangs off the iron. Rebounding foul, Botkins. And Fort Loramie will throw it in with 32.6 to go in the third. And Botkins with the surge here in this quarter, Chuck, is almost gotten that 19-point lead back.
Yeah, they picked up the pressure again defensively, which they had kind of taken off in the second quarter. And Loramie's starting to turn it a little bit. That's Trojan. I mean, they steal and score. That's what they've been doing.
A real big 8-point quarters by Colin Dosik of Botkins, right?
Yeah, he's got 2 threes and a two, just as Alex Berger has 2 threes and a two.
Oh, they have made wise plays here in this third quarter. Have Berger for Fort Loramie and Dosik for Botkins. They are the Wisebridge plays of this third quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
One free throw made, one missed by Fort Loramie, which trails by 16. 43-27, 22 seconds to go, third quarter. Will Botkins play for one? Here is Paul on the arc. Hits Herzog. He bullies his way down the lane and banks it in. Strong play by Herzog, 6'4 senior. 7 seconds to go. Fort Loramie midcourt lost it. Botkins got it back. Threw it ahead to Dosik. Layup is in just before the buzzer. 20-point gap at the end of three. Botkins in the lead, 47-27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Here we go. Excuse me. We start the fourth. Botkins possession. Trojans led in the second quarter this game 21-2. Fort Loramie whittled it all the way down to 7, 27-20 with 6 to go in the third. Then a big-time spurt by Botkins to close out the third quarter. And the separation is 20 points. We got a melee down to our left, ball loose on the floor. Two or three scrums. Stolen, re-stolen. Botkins has it back. Opening half minute, fourth quarter of play. J.J. Meyer on the arc. Feeds right corner to the jump shooter. It is fired up there by Dosik. It skids off the rim and goes out of bounds. Tell you what, Chuck, we've seen some very good play from Berger for Fort Loramie here tonight for the Redskins.
Well, that tells you what Coach Westerheide thinks about him. He came out and ran a play for him to start the third quarter to try to get him going, and it did. Hey, he had an 8-point quarter.
Now Fort Loramie can get Maxwell Maurer going. And a third shooter. It's going to take time.
Yeah,
head coach Mitch Westerheide of Fort Loramie starting from nearly scratch. 47-27, Botkins in the lead. Opening a minute 15 here in the fourth. Meanwhile, on the Botkins side, tell you what, Chuck, I like the way Botkins plays tenacious, scrappy defense. They force steals, get out and go, and shoot the threes.
They do. I mean, they picked up a few fouls, but they're hanging in there without getting big foul trouble.
And all of that is complemented by some good inside play. Another steal by Botkins. It's taken away by Dosik in the half court. just a sleight of hand maneuver. He swiped it, took off, laid it in. 22-point difference. That's the biggest in this game. 49-27 with 6:20 to play in the fourth quarter.
And that's 10 points, 14 points now for Colin Dosick.
High screen by Kemper of Fort Loramie. Bauer still dribbling. Goes cross-court to Knopf, reverses it near side to Berger. His line drive three, extreme right corner, is on target.
Well, that's a tough angle. He was almost behind the backboard.
Sure was. Speaking of Berger, how about that? He nails another one.
That's 11 to the young man.
49-30, Botkins in front. 5:50 left here in the fourth. Pitch and catch on the arc by Botkins. J.J. Meyer tries it left alone, and he pops it in. 24-footer. Fort Loramie down the floor in a hurry. Maurer into the lane to Berger. He dropped the ball. Good defense by Herzog of Botkins. And to Dosick. Three more. Short. Rebound volley balled, and Gasson comes away with it for Fort Loramie. Gasson in midcourt. Another steal by Dosick. Oh, his hands quick. Got a foul away from the action. Dosick made the layup. Basket is counting. Foul against Fort Loramie. I tell you what, there was contact at the top of the key.
Well, Maurer ran over the person, the J.J. Meyer, who was setting a screen. So that's going to be the foul. I think it's going to be Botkin's ball out of bounds because they counted the basket,
yeah,
which was about 3 seconds after the foul.
Yeah, that was a mistake. In no way should the basket have counted. That was an error by the officials. Botkins inbounds. Low on the left, Dosick to Lenhart. Shot blocked. Rebound Botkins. Trojan player out of bounds.
Yeah, Dosick did a nice job. He couldn't get both feet back inbounds before he got the rebound.
Yep, after that wild flurry in the last half minute, it's 54-30 Botkins. 5:13 to go, fourth quarter. Yeah, there was a charge on Maurer. That was a good call.
Right.
But then a couple, 3 seconds later, a few to several dribbles later by Dosick, layup was made, and somehow or other it was said to be good.
Well, he blew the whistle. It stopped the clock, and then Dosick laid the ball in with a clock stop. So I'm going to say that it shouldn't have counted, but it's not going to be the deciding factor.
No, it was obvious. But I tell you what, if that's the only mistake these officials have made tonight, that's a 99.5 batting average.
I'll tell you, I think they've done a pretty nice job. There's been a lot of reaching and hacking, and
yep.
I think they've kept the game clean. I think they've done a nice job.
Sure have. Got a two-shot foul here for Fort Loramie's height camp. Fouled the act of shooting. Made the first one. Second shot by the freshman. Hit the front rim short, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Kemper below the basket, tied up. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Eli Heitkamp, a lot of playing time for the Redskins tonight. 5'10 Frosch.
You throw him in the fire and let him play. There's no reason not to.
Spencer Knopf, 6'3 junior, has come off for Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded to Kemper in the lane. Back to the basket, feeds tight, camp on the arc. It gets away from him, goes out of bounds to Botkins. Probably, what, 20 turnovers?
21 right there.
21. My wild guess was one off. Here is J.J. Meyer deep in the right corner for Botkins, which leads by 23, 4:50 to go in the game. Driving shot, but Dosick hits off the side of the glass. Rebound down to Kemper to Berger for Fort Loramie. Redskins have it 30 feet away. It's Siegel. Siegel picks up his dribble. Goes on the play to Carter Eilerman. Botkins gets a piece of it. So does Fort Loramie. Out of bounds. It goes to Botkins. Don't forget tomorrow afternoon here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie girls on the road at Arcanum. Airtime will be at about 1:45. Tip maybe in the neighborhood of 2:20. It's not a noon JV start. It's a 1 o'clock JV start. Tomorrow night, Jackson Center boys at Coldwater. Airtime about 6:45 from the spacious Coldwater gym tomorrow night. And on Tuesday night, these Botkins boys are at Jackson Center next Tuesday evening. Beautiful driving layup here by Colin Dosik of Botkins. Boy, he is quite the acrobat, very athletic. When he takes it to the cup, he scored it and was fouled. What a game, but Dosik, free throw is good. He converts the three-pointer. 26-point lead for Botkins. This was a 27-20 game, Chuck. A couple 3 minutes into the second half. And since then, 30-11 Botkins, which steals in the backcourt. Handoff to Paul. Layup, yes. 59-31 in favor of Botkins. Head coach Mitch Westride of Fort Loramie would love to bottle up the last 4 minutes of the second quarter, first 3 minutes of the third quarter, and that would be a good 7 minutes, but you got to play far more than that against this Botkins team, which drives along the left baseline, makes a basket, but having stepped out of bounds was Herzog, and Fort Loramie will throw it in down to 28 with 3:59 to go. There's a baseball pass down the floor to Gasson. He's trailed by Herzog on the arc to Berger for three. It rims out. Good offensive board by Gasson. Shot fake. Up, no good. Foul. Botkins. Gasson gets two. So many thanks here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to Fort Loramie game sponsors. With us each and every Fort Loramie game, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. You'll be all smiles when you see the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. Hey, when Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's smiling today still because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com. Long three ball hoisted in by Noah Top. Chuck?
Yeah, Top.
Noah Top just hummed one in from long distance after Fort Loramie made a couple free ones down to a right. Timeout called Botkins early in the fourth. Trojans up 30, 61-31 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
3:41 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie down 30 to Botkins. This was a 27-20 game. A couple of minutes into the third, Fort Loramie made a run. Botkins has really turned it on since. A number of steals, several fast break layups. Here is Fort Loramie powering it into Knopf, low on the right. Five-footer short, then he went over the back on the rebound.
Yeah, Loramie is going to get better. There is no doubt about it. They're well coached. You can tell they're doing the right things. They just have to work on their skills a little bit.
And Maxwell Maurer can run the show out front. He can average double digits, score 13 or 14. He can't do it all. He's got to realize that. And his teammates will have to come to the rescue. And obviously Fort Loramie will need more well-rounded performances in the future. Got to get a couple three double-digit scores. Berger appears to be one for certain.
I think Knopf might be another one that they can start counting on a little bit.
Uh-huh. And, of course, Maurer himself. 2:40 left to go here in the fourth. Here's Dosik, baseline left for Botkins on the bounce. Keep in mind, the Trojans scored 76 in each of their first two wins last Friday and Saturday. Oh, what a strong move by Dosik. He went barging down the right baseline, started in the corner, managed to bull his way around a couple Redskins, made a nifty bank shot, but the official didn't give him credit for it. Reach-in foul on Fort Loramie before Dosik scored.
Well, that might have just taken, they might have made up for the one that they allowed him to score when it shouldn't have, so because I think that was a made basket and a free throw.
2:29 left to go here in the fourth quarter, 61-31 in favor of Botkins. Okay, if you need the right solution for true comfort, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's, to make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at Tom and Jerry's, TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Botkin substituting freely. Corey Koenig is in now, 5'10 junior. Here's a foul below the basket on a Botkins drive, and it's offensive.
That's on James Stanky, and he had he led their JVs to a 20-point win in the JV game. He had 14.
We've got wholesale changes each end of the floor. 61-31, Botkins, 2:09 left in the fourth period. Again, airtime tomorrow about 1:45 p.m. 2:15, 2:20 start, Fort Loramie girls at Arcanum. Then tomorrow night, Coldwater Jackson Center boys from the Palace at Coldwater. Huge gym, looking forward to it. Coldwater playing at Kenton tonight, Cavaliers' first game. Jackson Center is idle this evening. You can bet the Tigers are watching Coldwater play up at Kenton. Here's a long three ball by Fort Loramie. Yes! Nice jump shot from long range by the Redskins. Was that Heitkamp?
It was 54, if you could tell me who that is, because I don't know.
Don't know either, Chuck. Don't have...
Not on the roster. Uh-uh. That is really... a tough thing when they can't turn them in.
61-33.
They call that a two, by
the way. Two, yes. Jump shooter for Fort Loramie was on the stripe. 90 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter of the game. Last field goal, not a three, a two. 28-point lead, Botkins. 1:20 left in the fourth. Each team now with five new young men on the floor. Here's Eli Pitts down the lane for Botkins. Bounce pass left corner to Corey Koenig. On top it goes to Tucker Hulskamp. Here's a weave to Pitts. Pitts tries to hit a cutter along the baseline in the person of Koenig, and Botkins can't control. Goes out of bounds. 1:02 to go in the fourth. Next Tuesday, we'll see Botkins again on the road at Jackson Center. Should be a good boys game next Tuesday night at the Lair of the Tigers. Here's Fort Loramie deep in the right corner, handling the basketball. It's Eli Berger, 6'1 senior. Throws it baseline right. Power move to the rim. Shot no. Foul against Botkins.
He's not on my roster either. Caleb someone.
Free throws here for Fort Loramie. First shot is, I think that was missed on the play as I dropped my head. Didn't see it.
No, he made it first.
He made it. First one was good. 61-34. Second one is short. 61-34 Botkins. 41 seconds to go. Here comes Botkins into the half court. Ball thrown outside the arc. Caleb Bergman is the 6'3 sophomore.
Okay.
Who was just fouled for Fort Loramie and hit one of two. Bergman, 6'3. You can expect to see him develop over the course of the season. He'll give Mitch Westerheide some bulk and size on the inside. Oh, what a drive. Nicely done by Tucker Huelskamp across the paint for Botkins to make it 63-34 with 5 seconds to go in the game. Fadeaway shot in the lane before Lormie. Off the backboard, no good, and that's it. Botkins advances to 3-0 on the year. Botkins victorious over Fort Loramie here tonight, 63-34. Fort Loramie boys played Fort Recovery on the road next Tuesday. And Botkins' next encounter is coming up on Tuesday against Jackson Center. I believe that is the next game for Botkins. Don't believe there's a game for the Trojans tomorrow night. I'll double-check my schedules for you and update that momentarily. 63-34 final. Botkins wins it. Botkins 3-0 on the road at Jackson Center on Tuesday night. And Fort Loramie drops its first game of the new season. Under first-year head coach Mitch Westerheide, next game for Fort Loramie is at Fort Recovery on Tuesday, home to Jackson Center, 1 week from tonight. 63-34 Trojans back in a few to wrap it up on scorersbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
And welcome back here to Bodkins High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Homecoming at Bodkins. Congratulations to Belaney Maurer and J.J. Meyer, homecoming queen and king here at Bodkins. And the home club responds with a 63-34 win. Bodkins goes to 3-0. The inexperienced Fort Laramie squad under first-year head coach Mitch Westerheide is 0-1. Congrats to Phil Grove's team. 3-0 beginning, Chuck. A lot of firepower in this Bodkins club.
Boy, they got some shooters, and they got an inside game. They got outside. They played outstanding pressure defense tonight. It looks like a pretty good basketball team. I'm looking forward to Tuesday night. That could be a heck of a game.
Yep. 76-76 and 63 by way of point totals for Bodkins in the Trojans' first three outings. Individual scoring tonight, and who are our Clancy's Award winners?
Well, Bodkins out-rebounded them by 10. They out-rebounded them by 5 offensively. The offensive board, Formy turned the ball 23 times. Individual scoring for the Redskins, they were led by Alex Berger, only one in double figures. He had 11. Then they got 5 from Knopf. They got 5 from Gasson. They got 4 from Maurer. 3 from Heitkamp. 2 from Siegel. 2 from Mystery Man, 1 from Bergman, and 1 from Ty Kemper. They scored 34 for the game. For Bodkins, they were led 17 points for Colin Dosick, and then they got 13 from Paul, 9 from Flora, 9 from Lenhart, then 7 from Herzog. Just really well-rounded.
Oh, yeah.
Clancy's players of the game for Laramie, and we'll go with Alex Berger, had a terrific second half. And for Bodkins, we'll go with Colin Dosick.
Yep, excellent balance for Bodkins, which wins by 29. Clancy's our post-game sponsor. Thanks to Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
This is Jack with Chuck once again, closing out from here at Botkins. Botkins Trojans JV's victorious. Varsity also wins by 29 points over Fort Loramie. Redskins beginning anew. Very young, inexperienced club for Fort Loramie. First-year head coach Mitch Westerheide. Phil Groves, third year at Botkins, and he's got a club, Chuck, which I don't know what the right word is. It's explosive. It really is.
They got a lot of scorers. Yeah. They play really good defense, at least. I mean, we're all basing this on one night.
Right.
But they scored in the 70s. Not very good competition in that tournament, but they still won by 35 or 40, and they scored 76 in both games.
Girls game tomorrow here on Scores Broadcast. Airtime about a quarter at 2 for Fort Loramie at Arcanum tomorrow night. Airtime about 15 minutes before 7. Jackson Center boys at Coldwater looking forward to both games. Botkins boys travel to Jackson Center on Tuesday. That will be an interesting matchup. We're there for you on Tuesday night at about 6:45 airtime. Thanks loads to our online audience tonight here on homecoming evening at Botkins. Thanks to our online audience. We appreciate it. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer bidding you a goodbye from here at Botkins till tomorrow afternoon. Final score once again, Botkins defeats Fort Loramie 63-34.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.